Gene, we're here at the annual meeting for the Canadian Animal Health Institute, and you're the president of the organization. I think for people who are not aware of what CHI does, it'd be nice, first of all, to have you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved and in this position and what the mission of the organization is.
Hi, Chuck. Good to be here. And yes, it is our annual meeting, and it's an exciting time for us here at the Animal Health Institute. The Institute's a trade association representing the pharmaceutical, biologics, and feed additive and non-animal pesticide manufacturers and distributors here in Canada. We advocate as a CHI on behalf of the Institute in support and our members. And really, that our advocation is in support of the veterinary profession, in support of food animal producers, and as well as having a good business climate for the companies that operate here in Canada.
So how did you personally get involved and in this position?
Kind of a roundabout way. I started out my career with the Cattlemen's Association. My academic background was that I had an animal science, food science background, and actually did a postgraduate work in the area of meat science. I joined the Cattlemen's in the early 80s and was with them as assistant manager for almost 9 years. I was rounding off there. And then had worked on several committees with people from the Animal Health Institute, and when they were interested in starting up an organization in a more full-time manner, they had operated on a volunteer basis and with part-time help. I filled the position and have been really pleased to have joined them and certainly found a lot of areas of interest and still get to work with my colleagues in the food animal business and as well as the veterinarian. So it makes life a lot of fun.
Do you focus, or with your members, is there focus more on large animal, farm, agricultural type animal health, or is it across the board, including what we call, I guess, companion animals and pets and that kind of thing?
Yeah, in the earlier days, we certainly did have a food animal focus, but that has really shifted. Our membership has interests across the board, so we cover the companion animal right through to the food animal. There has been more focus on the companion animal side and working with the veterinary profession in that companion animal field than what we did had done in the past. But yeah, we cover the broad scale of animal health.
What would be some of the major issues or challenges or projects then that your organization's involved in right now on behalf of your members?
I always say regulatory, 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 and I say that because, as you can well imagine, one of the most important areas for our industry is what's in the pipeline and bringing new products to the marketplace and having new technologies that support veterinary medicine and healthy animals and the offshoot of that, healthy humans. I think healthy animals equates into healthy humans. So we have a tremendous regulatory process, both in the pre-marketing area of submissions and presenting submissions to Health Canada and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency for the review of our products. And in the case of pharmaceuticals, you have to ensure that there's both human and animal safety, efficacy of the product, or do they do as the label says, and that they can be produced under good manufacturing practices. And that is just a tremendous area of work and intense work for our organization to work with the government agencies in ensuring that we understand the technical requirements. There's something that can be met. They're harmonized with other regions around the world and the expectations of the technical requirements so that we can bring our products to the marketplace.
Well, your theme here at your annual convention has to do with looking at new technology and how you, utilize that in various ways. What are the besides the presentation that I'm going to be doing, talking about online marketing using some new technology techniques, what are some of the types of things that your members are learning here at this meeting?
In the area of regulation, we certainly, maybe not learning, but we're substantiating. We spent a lot of time yesterday looking at the International Federation of Animal Health Benchmarking Survey, which benchmarks the regulatory performance of Canada versus other regions of the world, the EU, Japan, Australia, and the US. And what we found out was that we had severe regulatory delays in Canada, and we had a importation and use of non-approved product in Canada that was a disincentive to investment. And I think that supports what our members have found, but gives us, more importantly, some facts to take to government to talk to them about how to meet business needs, and has helped us in formulating, well, what would help fix that and providing some solutions without compromising safety. So we have that whole area of the business investment, but beyond that, the use of technology, and you know, Chuck, you're going to be giving a presentation that, you know, will help our members in better understanding how can they meet their customer, what are the new ways with the internet and communications the way it is now. The world has changed, and the idea of picking up a paper or reading a book in that old format of paper is going by the wayside, and we're always looking at new endeavors to bring to our members.
So when it comes to marketing, do you, besides a presentation like this, are there any other ways that you help or get involved in marketing at all? And maybe we should ask, how do you market your own organization?
Well, I'll talk about the marketing first. One of the things we do, we try to be proactive and do outreach. So we do an advertorial or a column in the Canadian Veterinary Journal on a regular basis to outline our issues. We do publications or articles in tech news. And so a lot of that type of outreach in Canadian publications that our customer base would be looking at. How do we reach our members and market to our members? It's events like this. Where we can bring all our members to one place to deal with topics of common interest, to have that networking. We have a strong committee structure that brings us together in focused areas of interest, like the drug committee, the biologics committee, the public relations committee. And we develop programs that will benefit the whole of the industry, not just the individual company. So the structure in itself helps us market, but beyond that, we have a regular communications. And again, a lot of that has changed. It used to be paper communications. It's electronic communications now, and it's made us able to be more spontaneous in being able to provide our members with the trends and what the CHI has done on their behalf. So it's both external and internal marketing that we're doing on a regular basis.
So when will you start your own blog so that you can write to your customers?
Maybe after your presentation we'll find out how soon and get our members excited, and if, yeah. But that's what it's all about. Ideas come from these kind of meetings and the networking that goes on. I cannot tell you how important it is that we continue to meet on a regular basis, on a face-to-face manner, and sit over a cup of coffee or beer, for that matter, and talk about what is it we all need, what will benefit us all, and how do we go about it. And somebody's going to say today, gee, I saw this presentation by Chuck Zimmerman, and I think I have an idea of how we could use that idea. So it'll happen, I'm sure, but you need the fruits of the ideas, and it's forums like this that help that.
Well, part of my presentation, actually, you have members who are already doing some of this, and I will be using them as examples. So that would not have been the case a couple years ago. So it's very interesting how it is developing, this whole new media world. Is there anything else about the organization or the conference here that you'd like people to know that we didn't touch on at all?
I'd just like to say that we're unique as an organization in that, and it's a uniqueness that I'm really proud of. We have 95% of the sales represented by the companies in this room. And so to see the kind of cohesiveness and collaboration that goes on by very, very strong competitors in the marketplace, it's a really neat observation. It says a lot for the strength of the industry and the value they find in the CHI. So I'd just like to say that CHI, it's strong because of the strength of its membership.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jean Skotnicki, who is the president of the Canadian Animal Health Institute here at their annual convention in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.